long time no see or hear. My name is Miranda.
And I'm Kim.
And we are here for the 13 Club podcast. As, I don't know, you might have known, it's been, you know, a few months since we posted something. I don't know.
It's kind of interesting, though. We, like, recorded exactly 13 episodes, and then we were like, we're done.
Goodbye. Surprise!
Yeah. Bet it was you only thought ever supposed to be 13.
Yeah, well.
No, it actually was not. It was supposed to be this more.
We were supposed to be here the whole time. but now we're back for season two.
Or, like, maybe that was the beta. Now this is the real game.
Well, I mean, yes, exactly. There you go. I was thinking about how, like, every, like, cult TV show has, like, a shitty first season. But that's not true either. We are... we're here today. We're tuning in to give you, like, a brief, like, update on where we've been, what our plans are going forward, and just let you know that we're alive. Barely.
So I would say going forward, we plan to be, like, I don't want to, like, jinx ourselves, but we plan to be a lot more committed to making sure that we release content, because this is fun for us. We get to hang out, which we live far away from each other, so it's really fun to be able to hang out. And when we did hang out in person, when we lived in the same place, this is basically what we did anyway.
Yeah, literally. The only thing that's different is that you're not dyeing my hair right now.
Yeah, and we don't have YouTube up looking at, like, the creepiest blah, blah, blah.
Shout out to Night Minds, shout out to Nightmare Expo, shout out to the rest.
Top 15s.
Oh my god.
Wasn't it him? Yeah. The guy that
chills.
Apparently stepped. Yeah, Chills. Yes. Shout out to Chills, because we actually, like, we're like, god, his voice is kind of frustrating, but I can't stop watching this.
No, yeah, you, like, it's like hypnotic or something. You get sucked in.
Yeah. Yeah. And some of them are, like, really silly, but you're like, I want to see that ghost that you caught on camera.
He, in my opinion, I will never be able to listen to him as a, like, spooky YouTuber seriously ever again, ever since the foot lettuce thing.
Oh, I was going to say. I was going to say it, but then I was like, maybe I won't. Maybe I'll just let it die.
Nope, I'm going to go there.
Yeah, you should.
Burger King foot lettuce is a serious thing in this house, so...
Yeah, you reference it a lot.
Charles does.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, what else?
Go ahead. I was going to say not to dog it, and it's not to imply that we weren't super committed before, because I feel like we were. Maybe not as committed as we could have been, but we were pretty serious about it. But sometimes things in life just happen. There are job changes and illnesses and things happen, and it's not always possible to be here as consistently as we wanted to, but I think going into, especially into 2020, this is important to us.
It's a priority.
We want it to be important to you as a listener. I want you to, like, look forward to hearing from us, like, you know?
Yeah. So we're gonna do our best to do our jobs well.
And we are open to stories and suggestions and questions and comments, and we want to hear from you also to help us put out the best thing that we can.
Which you can do on all different types of social media. That's those are words that I can say. But also, I went ahead and made us an email. So it's ask13club@gmail.com, but it's 13 is the Roman numeral, so askxiiclub@gmail.com.
But Kim, you may say, what happened to the old email address? And what is Ominous Glitch? What happened to that?
Oh yeah, I forgot that we probably should address that.
Yeah, so you might have noticed we have removed Ominous Glitch from, I think we've caught most of it, but there's still a few things out there that might still have Ominous Glitch branding on it, but we were previously branded with a little pink skull, a little pink and white.
Mm-hmm.
That is no longer there.
Ominous Glitch. I'm not trying to talk over you.
No, it's okay.
Okay. Ominous Glitch was a project that we initially started with 6 people, and two of them immediately dropped out, and then the four of us wanted to try to continue to make some kind of content. We attempted to do a podcast before, and actually the other two people are my husband and your soon-to-be husband.
Mm-hmm.
And they may still make appearances because they're both spooky people with a lot of spooky ideas and pleasant voices. But we haven't made any content under that name in so long. Originally, we wanted to do, like, a YouTube venture, but we haven't done anything with that in so long that we just don't really feel like the confusion is worth it anymore.
It's not. And also, I feel like at this point, the podcast is very much your and my passion project.
Yeah, it's its own beast now.
Yeah, you know, we don't need Ominous Glitch. I mean, we're fine. We're fine. It's just us.
I'm keeping the domain just in case, but, you know.
Yeah. That said, keep an eye out in your social media if you don't already follow us or subscribe to us. It is going to be under that XIII branding. Those of you that already followed us, you just won't, if you search Ominous Glitch, you probably won't find it anymore. So, keep your eyes peeled. It's
the 13 Club, the XIII Club on everything now.
Yes, and the email address that Kim mentioned beforehand is the best way to get in contact with us for long-form things. If you just want to give us... Or short-form things. There's also Twitter
and Instagram, too. Just be like, hey, fuck you guys. Like, you can send that if you want.
I mean, you can. My feelings will be hurt, though.
I won't tell you about it.
No. I have to know.
Okay. Well, you're going to be checking the email, too, so...
Okay.
You will know.
Okay. Do you have anything else you can think of? I don't want to draw this out too much. We just want to be, like...
No, I don't either. I want to be... But I do have I have a small spooky story.
Okay.
For us to, like, just, you know, get back into it.
Okay.
By this time, you'll have already heard our last episode, which will have been amazing.
I'm sure. But... We haven't recorded
right
it
now.
It could have bombed. I don't know.
No, it's not going to. It's going to be great. So this is Dutch SS Orang Medan.
Ooh, which, what is that?
You know, it kind of reminds me of, like, Man of Medan, you know, like the game.
Oh.
That sucks.
Oh.
Oh. According to widely circulated reports, in June of 1947, multiple ships sailing the trade routes in the Straits of Malacca, which is located between Sumatra and Malaysia, claimed to have picked up a series of SOS distress signals. The unidentified ship's message was as simple as it was terrifying. All officers, including the captain, are dead, lying in chart room and bridge, possibly whole crew dead. This was followed by a burst of indecipherable Morse code, and then a final message, I die. This cryptic proclamation was trailed by an eerie silence. The distress call was picked up by two American ships as well as British and Dutch listening posts, who managed to triangulate the source of the broadcast and deduced that it was emanating from a Dutch freighter known as the SS Orang Medan. The American merchant ship Silver Star was the first to arrive on the scene. Boarding the ship, the rescue party discovered a horrifying sight. The decks of the vessel were littered with corpses of the Dutch crew. All of the bodies lay with their eyes wide open, with terrified expressions on their faces, and arms stretching out in front of them as if to shield themselves from something monstrous.
Holy shit.
As the Silver Star tried to tow the ghost ship back to the port, the crew noticed ominous billows of smoke pouring up from the lower decks. The boarding party scarcely had a chance to cut the tow line and make it back to the Silver Star before the Orang Medan exploded.
What?
The doomed ships slowly sank beneath the ocean waves, leaving in its wake the most chilling of maritime mysteries.
Like, if I didn't know that you had just, like, looked this up, I would think this was, like, made up. Like, that's crazy.
I mean, could be.
It could be. But that's, oh my god, that's intense. I love it.
I was like, that's a little quick one. That's fun.
That's a bite.
That's fun. It's so fun that people, like, died.
And then a ship blew up. Oh my god. That I die. Yeah. I'm gonna be thinking about spooky. That like all day. Woof.
Yep.
Oh my god. What if someone got that as like, that seems like something you'd get as like a tattoo.
I die. But in Morse code?
Yeah. Oh my god. That's amazing. Someone please get that tattoo.
I'll do it. Nah. I'll tattoo like pretty much anything.
Well, I guess that, does that wrap it up for housekeeping and mini-sode?
Yep.
Cool. We are just touching base with you guys for, like, complete transparency reasons. We are glad to be back, and I hope you're glad to hear from us, and thank you guys for listening.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, keep it spooky. Bye.
Keep it, creep it real.
Oh my god.